So may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Please do take a seat. Well, life's great, isn't it? But not always. Sometimes life can be difficult. And it's great, isn't it? When we do have hard times, it's good to have someone we can rely on. Might be an old friend, a trusted family member, maybe even one of those wise acquaintances who always has such great advice. Let me start by telling you a story. A man was hiking one day in the mountains, and he was admiring the view. He was standing at the edge of the cliff. He lost his footing, fell down. But as he was falling, luckily, there was a tree. He grabbed hold of it, and he was dangling in the air. Just imagine, holding onto a tree, side of a cliff. He was desperate. So dangling in the air, he cried out, "Is anyone up there? Help!" He heard a voice respond, "I am the Lord. Do you trust me?" The man quickly replied, "Yes, Lord, I trust you. Just get me out of this." The voice said, "Let go of the branch." The man hesitated. He looked down at the steep drop below, shouted back up, "Is anyone else up there?" But maybe we can empathize with that response. I wonder what I would do in that situation. Would I really have the faith to do what God told me and let go? But the story, as funny as it is, you may have heard it before, it does demonstrate a lot of truth. Trusting in God certainly sometimes requires letting go and relying fully on Him, but that can be scary. Sometimes when the risk of doing what God asks us to do seems too big. So like that man hanging off the edge of the cliff, maybe we start looking for alternatives. But maybe when there really does seem to be no other option, things just seem too difficult. Maybe that's when we do sometimes remember that we can trust in God. But relying and trusting in God isn't just for those good times. It's for everything. It's for every aspect of our lives. And our readings today, first one from Deuteronomy, and the gospel reading from Luke, help us to look at ways how we can trust, how we can rely on God. Those readings have reminded us that God tells us to trust in His provision. We're reminded about His faithfulness, and we're reminded that we can overcome the trials of life through His strength. I thought it was great that the songs that we've just been singing were reflecting that, trusting in God in our lives. So I'd like to look at these three things in a little bit more depth. So trusting in God's provision, that's what the Deuteronomy reading was about. Moses is telling the Israelites, God's commanding Israel to bring their first fruits before Him as an offering. And we kind of do that thing, don't we? We went to Harvest Festival, where we bring the fruits of God's world together before Him. So that act that we talked about, we hear about in Deuteronomy, was a declaration that they had come from God's hand. All those things that they had were from God. They were reminded that the abundance of things they got were not by their own strength. It was by God's gracious provision. And isn't it just all too easy to forget that we, or all that we have, are gifts from God? Now, advertising, I know I talk about it, but advertising, doesn't it, tells us how hard we work. If we work hard enough, we can achieve anything. We deserve luxurious food. It's not just food, you know, it's holidays, electronic gadgets, They're rewards from our own efforts. We work hard, we get these things. But the reality is our jobs, our families, even our food, everything we have are gifts from God. And we're reminding of that in the Bible. In James 1, verse 17, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above. And when we realize that we can trust in God's provision, it reminds us, as Moses was reminding the Israelites, to be grateful, to acknowledge that we depend on him. But how do we respond to that? God gives us all these things. What do we do? How can we respond to the amazing abundance of God's world? Well, partly that's what we're doing today. Now, it might be surprising, but we're not really here to meet our friends. But that's brilliant. That's lovely. We're not really here to enjoy the amazing music, as great as that is. But if you listen to the words of the music, if we listen to the words of those worship songs, they are worship songs. We're here not even to enjoy the amazing preaching that goes on in this church. I know, it's hard to believe. But we're here gathered together to give back to God with joyful hearts. Our worship songs are for God. Those words were amazing. I really paid the extra attention to those today after knowing what I was going to say. And they are amazing. I encourage you every week to really think about what we're singing. Why are we singing it? And I promise you, whatever you might think about a particular song, whether you like it or you don't, I can assure you that God loves them all when we sing with joyful hearts. Isn't that amazing? That's what we're here for, to worship God for everything that we do. And I know sometimes there are lots of other things that we do while we're here, which is great, but that's the real reason we're here. It's what Moses was telling the Israelites to do. Be joyful, appreciate what we've been given. So trusting in God's provision and remembering that, but also remembering how faithful God is. Again, in Deuteronomy, the first reading today, the Israelites were reminded of their history. God had delivered them from slavery. He brought them into the promised land. And that act of remembrance strengthened their trust in God's continued faithfulness. He'd done amazing things. He's still doing amazing things. And he will do amazing things. That passage was to that what Moses was saying to the Israelites, to remind them that God never forsakes us. He is endlessly there in times of trouble and despair. And for us today, for Christians today, it's worth taking that time to remember how God has worked in our lives. Now, I'm sure that we've all had some tough times. We might be going through a really hard time now. But let's think back to those moments when God has provided for us, when God has guided us, times when God has protected us. Now, being a minister here is a fantastic privilege. I love to be able to explore the Bible. I love to talk to people about the Bible, talk to people about their faith. And I think that's partly what my calling from God is to do, to meet with people, to talk with them, pray with people. I find it a great privilege. But I have to say, sometimes, if not often, I find it difficult. Not actually finding people, but having those opportunities to talk with people. Now, the other evening, I went to a meeting and there was a great speaker there that reminded us all and reminded me in particular. It really spoke to me. It reminded me just simply God opens doors. So on that Thursday evening, I prayed. I prayed that God would bring people to talk to me so that I would have opportunities to talk about faith. I didn't really think too much after praying on Thursday night. I had a busy Friday. But when I went to the Relax Cafe on Friday, my prayer was certainly answered. I found so many opportunities to talk to people I'd never met before and talk about faith. We're talking about sow, nurture, grow. And I was seeing those opportunities for sowing, for nurturing. God definitely hears our prayers. But as I say, be careful what you pray for. Remembering those times when we felt with God with us, though, can give us confidence. He'll continue to be with us to help guide us through whatever lies ahead. And in the world that we seem to have now, which is full of conflict, full of uncertainty, we are never going to be forsaken. God is faithful always. And as it says in Hebrews 13:8, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So God is faithful. I hope I've convinced you and reminded you that God is faithful even through those tough times. What about overcoming difficulties with God's strength? And gospel reading today from Luke. Amazing, isn't it? Jesus led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, and he faces temptation from Satan. Jesus is God. But of course, he was also fully human. And just imagine, 40 days without food. He really, really, really was hungry. And he was tempted to turn stones into bread after Satan suggested it. But he resisted that temptation. And he resisted it with the Bible. He was relying on the word of God. Man cannot live by bread alone. He was tempted again. All he had to do was bow down and worship Satan. And he could have authority over the world without having to die, without having to be resurrected, without having to go through that pain. But what would that mean? What would that mean for us? His death was for us. His death was so that our sins could be forgiven when we truly repent. So he did what every follower of Jesus can do when they're filled with the Holy Spirit. When we have the word of God, he resisted temptation. And when he was tempted that third time to demonstrate in some spectacular way of flinging himself down, it resonates, isn't it, with that first story, in a spectacular way, he could demonstrate who he was. He would be saved by the angels. But he resisted the temptation again with words from the Bible. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. So each time he responded with the word of God. So victory over temptation, it's not just from human willpower. It comes from our reliance on God. Now it's all too common, isn't it, when we have problems, when we have struggles, to try and overcome them with our own strength, with our own willpower. Now, I'm not saying that we should never put any effort into solving our problems and we can never deal with some issues in our life. But it's exhausting to do things in our own strength. And we can sometimes feel absolutely defeated and we've got no energy. We don't know where to go. We don't know what direction to go in. We can see no way out. We can see no way forward. But Jesus shows us the other way. He relied on God's word. He relied on the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have those. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We can feel the Holy Spirit with us, giving us strength. And you might feel that you don't know the Bible as well as you wish to. Well, firstly, I'd suggest, great. I think none of us know the Bible quite as well as we would wish to. So do go to your Bible, do Bible study. But don't feel disheartened. Don't hear that voice saying, you don't know your Bible well enough. You're no good, because you are. But I would encourage you, yes, to read the Bible, to learn more. But I always find the best way, if you want to tell people about what Jesus does in your life, have your testimony ready. I assume Jesus has changed your life. He's changed my life. So be ready to tell people, perhaps not in real time. Cut it down to a minute or two. I think it's great to have your testimony in a minute or two if it seems the right moment to do that. So when we're exhausted, when we're defeated, we can rely on God. The word of God is our weapon, and the Spirit of God is our strength. So the two Bible readings today, I think they're great in reminding us that we can rely on God, that God is there for us when we do not have the strength. We can lean in God in every season of our life. Some seasons will be easier to bear than others, but God will be there to help. When we pray, God hears our prayers, but he might not answer your prayers in the way you expect. So whether we're in times of hardship or at times of abundance, we're called to rely on God. We can trust in his provision. We can remember his faithfulness, and we can overcome through his strength. So let's resist that temptation of self-reliance, trying to do everything ourselves, and lean fully on the presence of God, the provision of God, and the power of God. So let us pray. So may we all walk in faith, knowing that God who brought Israel out of Egypt, the God who sustained Jesus in the wilderness, the God who has carried us thus far, will continue to be our refuge and our strength. In Jesus' name, amen.